I am Christy.
And I'm Layton.
And together we are
Married Mash,
a couple's guide to whiskey tasting. Welcome to season two, the second batch.
Dos batch. For Hispanic.
Lord. Hey, welcome. If you've been listening, we're started into season two. Can't believe we ended season one, but now we have season two, and this is episode one, our first one back. Yippee! We haven't sat down and done this in a while, so
I'm ready to taste.
You're of course you are.
Of course, I have been tasting in between when we've done things.
Of course. So, and we thought we would leave for a while and kind of revamp this and figure out a better way to
bring a makeover.
Oh, that's right. A makeover to our podcast. And so we thought we're going to have some new segments to come to y'all. We're going to do the clink and sink it. That's great. But we thought we would bring some different ideas to the podcast before we clink and sink and bring new segments. So I'm excited. We're going to introduce a new one each time. But before we get started, we need to also let you know, instead of coming out weekly with these podcasts, it will be bi-monthly. So there'll be two a month instead of four a month, because we're going to be sharing our podcasting time, and that's so limited in the world we live in today, with another podcast that we have started. You want to tell them what it's called?
And to give our livers a break.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them what we're going to call it?
We're going to call it Cheers. To parenting.
Oh my God, that was like such a
I was trying to do a dramatic pause.
Oh, okay. Well, cheers. I thought you'd passed out. Are you stroking on
me? Cheers to parenting.
Cheers to parenting. That's right.
It's a couple's guide to parenthood, right?
Yeah. So see how we kind of played on words over there? So it'll be out bi-monthly as well. And so if you want to jump over there and give that a listen, you can find that at anchor.fm/cheers to parenting pod. And yeah, it'll be a fun little thing to do on over that side. But that is why we're going to be bi-monthly with the Married Mash as well. And you can also find the Married Mash after party over there on our Patreon page as well. So where to find us on social media? You can go to our Linktree site. It's linktr.ee/Married Mash Pod. When you go there, you have a link to click you over to our Patreon page. It'll click you over to our feed for our site, and also to our, did I say Facebook page?
You said site, but
yeah. Sorry, I didn't have my notes, and I tried to do that from memory, and yeah, it didn't work. But anyway, that's where you can find us, and you can also email us at marriedmashpod@gmail.com. So here we sit.
We in Alabama have entered the COVID two-phase, right?
So. Yeah. The reopening. And something that I started doing a lot during the, I want to say lockdown, but that's not appropriate. The time at home that we had to stay at home orders, I did a lot of baking, a lot of cooking.
Yeah, that's why I put on the COVID-15.
And a lot of eating.
Or 19, rather.
And a lot of eating. So, but it brings us to our first new segment that we're going to bring stuff to you. We're going to call this segment Cooking with Spirits.
Oh, yeah! Whiskey ain't just for sipping.
That's right. So what we're going to do with this segment, we're on the hunt for recipes with whiskey or bourbon in it. So we're going to be searching social media. There are different cookbooks, friends' recipes. We would invite you guys to email us recipe in. We are just going to inundate you with you may not want to drink whiskey and it's not your cup of tea, but you might find that you can cook with it and it's a different ingredients to add to your baking and your basting and your cooking, and it's just going to be grand. I hope I can find the recipes to keep it going. But
I think to actually cook with whiskeys and stuff.
Well, you don't want to be overwhelmed with flavor.
That's the dilemma, I think.
Yeah.
You ever tell you about the time I cooked a rum cake?
Yes.
And I thought you actually put Bacardi rum in it. And I was like, well, okay. Didn't end up so good.
Didn't end up so good. But yeah. We might use that recipe just for fun. So that's going to be our new segment. So let's just jump right into it, because on today's menu, first up will be bourbon chocolate chip banana bread.
Mm. Yes.
And let me just tell you, I found this recipe through Facebook. And I will never make banana bread regular again. I'm a banana bread maker.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this recipe, like I said, on Facebook. And it is to die for.
It is awesome.
So we're also going to, you can go to Facebook to find pictures and the recipe to make this. And I'm making it with pictures and whatnot to show you. So also hopefully I can re-find it on Facebook. I should have written down where to, I'll find the link before I post it.
Everyone we've let try this has liked it.
Oh my gosh, we've made this for everybody.
It'll probably go to the tailgate at some point, probably.
Uh-huh, it'll be breakfast at the tailgate. But here are the ingredients. You're going to have, again, it's this bourbon chocolate chip banana bread. 2 to 3 ripe bananas, plus 1 to put on the top. 7 tablespoons of butter. 1/3 cup sugar. 1/3 cup light brown sugar. 2 eggs. 1 cup of almond flour. 1 cup of all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of cardamom. Cannot wait to talk about that. 1/3 cup of milk, 1/4 cup of bourbon, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1/2 cup of chocolate chips. Let me back up though. It calls for almond flour, 1 cup of that. I didn't have any, so I just use 2 cups of all-purpose flour, and it worked out fine. It worked out great. I'd never cooked with cardamom before, that spice. Oh my goodness,
is it related to cinnamon?
It's interesting. It's kind of got a citrusy, lemony a flavor to it. It works well in this recipe. So but you're going to preheat your oven to 350. You're going to grease a lined loaf pan with parchment paper, and I'd never done that before with my baking, and I did it. Okay, telling me to do it, it helps it come out so much easier, and it keeps it from burning too. So you just basically mash the bananas with a fork in a medium bowl. And again, leave 1 banana for the top. You're going to beat your butter and sugar in a large bowl until it's light and fluffy. And I do use my big mixer, the KitchenAid mixer. I love it. Oh, if you don't have one, ask for Christmas and get one, because they're time saving and wonderful. So after the sugar and stuff's beat up to be light and fluffy, you're going to add 1 egg at a time. And you're going to mix after each addition of the egg. I also like to crack them in a separate bowl. That way, if the egg is bad or you get a shell in it, it doesn't go directly into your mix there. In a separate large bowl, you're going to whisk together the flour, baking powder, soda, salt, cinnamon, and the cardamom. You're just going to kind of get that good and mixed up so it looks incorporated very well. All right, then you're going to add your milk, butter, and vanilla to your mashed up bananas. Okay. I use the Ancient Age bourbon for this because we have tons of it left over from the wedding. So I did use Ancient Age. So you're going to mix that all up really good. And then you're going to add the banana mixture and the flour mixture to that butter and sugar. And you're going to alternate. So you're going to take 1/3 of each of it at a time, and you're going to rotate in between. So you're going to do the banana wet mixture and have it mixed up, and then you're going to add a little bit of the dry mixture, the flours and stuff, mix it up. And you're going to beat after each addition, but you're going to alternate till it's all in there.
Huh. So you don't just dump it all in there and
mix it. Right. No. Yeah. No. And follow this recipe because it turns out so good. Then you're going to add your chocolate chips. I happen to always use the dark chocolate mm-hmm. chips, and that's just my preference. You could use any, I guess. Then you're going to pour it into your pan. Then you're going to cut that remaining banana lengthwise and just place it on top. It just makes it pretty. I mean, it just makes it pretty.
It's kind of like my favorite piece though, when you get a piece of it.
When you get a piece of it, yeah. And then you're going to bake 50 to 60 minutes until it's done. And ovens vary, obviously, but I've noticed it'll start to brown. So I usually take a piece of tin foil once it's starting to brown and it's not done in the middle. Place it over it, keeps it from getting too brown until it cooks, and you're going to stick a knife through and it comes out clean.
Then it's done.
Bring it out, let it cool a little bit, and if you cut that sucker hot, put a little butter on it, oh my God.
Yeah,
it's life changing. Awesome. It's so good.
It is really good.
And then, you know, slice it up. You want to heat it up in the morning. I've actually done a salty sweet thing. I'll put a fried egg on it on a piece. Oh, it's so good.
What if you cut two pieces and put it like bread?
Oh, then it's really, it's very dense though. I will tell you, we took a loaf over to our friends over in Georgia to take on the boat for breakfast, and we cut the pieces really thick, but it's very dense. And so, the you know, kind of.
But good.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, it's that is our, recipe. It is a keeper recipe, and I will put up pictures and the actual recipe on the Facebook page, and hopefully I didn't go over that too fast.
We clinked it.
Oh yeah, we clinked it, and then we ate it.
Yeah.
And so.
It's really good.
Anyway, there's a little bit of baking with bourbon, and that's what's on the menu today. What's cool. on our tasting menu, my love?
I don't think we've tried this before, but, well, at least on podcast.
Oh, okay.
Eagle Rare.
Eagle Rare. All righty. Yep. Why don't we head over to the bar? You can get that set up, and we'll be back in a bit.
Let's do it.
All righty. We are back from the bar, and we are tasting what, my love?
Eagle Rare. So okay. It's from Sazerac Company or the distillers, actually Buffalo Trace.
Mm,
so I have to like give a disclaimer that this is probably one of my favorite ones. And instead of coming from a bottle, it's actually in the decanter. From
he did. He puts this on the bar in the nice, pretty-looking decanter.
Yeah, this is one of the ones I keep on hand pretty much the whole time. It's a little bit different than a lot of the others because it's 10 years old, which to me is old for an affordable whiskey.
What do you mean by affordable?
So in Alabama, it's $33.
Oh, that is, for a 10-year?
Yeah. I mean, it's really, that's why.
Really? Is it hard to get, though?
That's a good question, because it depends on, just like the other ones, just depends where you're at. Like, yeah, I know this week it was here in Alabama, but it's not usually just sitting up on the shelf, like, a lot of places. In fact, I didn't see it when we went to Georgia, although I didn't look for it either.
Okay.
But, it's a staple. I mean, it's a standard one that a lot of places would have.
Gotcha.
I think. It's just in Alabama. It's hard to find it.
What's the proof on this?
90.
Oh, it's up there.
So it's, and I'm just reading from their website though. It says it uses the number one mash bill, which is thought to be a low rye mash bill consisting of 10% or less rye. So.
Oh, wait, and you said this is a bourbon?
Yes.
So it's 51% mash corn or corn?
Yes.
And then the rest is it's a rye?
Yeah, well, no.
That's what you were saying.
It says that it's less than 10%.
Oh, less bill. Than 10%, right. Yeah. My bad. That was my bad.
Yeah, so it's that's the number one. I wasn't listening closely enough. But, or it says it's thought to be a low rye mash bill. I'm sorry, it didn't say 10%. But, yeah. But
get
anyway.
Get your facts straight.
I know. Just the facts, Jack.
Just the facts. All right. Are we going to taste? But,
yeah. So I already poured you some. So here, taste that.
It's a lot.
The color is awesome. It's an amber.
Yeah, it's not as dark, but it's...
I think it's darker than some.
Well, of course it's darker than some, but it's lighter than most. It's about.
But the smell, I mean, I went away from it for a little while and then...
90 proof, I stuck my nose down in the glass.
But when we went to some other friends over in Georgia,
okay, just
the smell...
Waving it around under...
Yeah, but I'm
out of practice again.
Get me out of whack.
I'm sorry. I hadn't had it
in a while, and then I had, and I was like, "Oh, now I remembered why I like this."
Yeah, but the smell's really good.
Yeah, it's sweet.
But don't stick your nose down. Kind of
brown, it's brown sugary, I guess. But
I'm sorry, I went in for a taste.
Really good.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good burn. That's a good flavor.
It's an overall warmth that kind of hits, and kind of like putting a pebble in a pool.
Oh, that's a good way. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
But then at the end, it didn't, like, it's still not, I'm not burning anymore.
It's a pleasant burn.
But the sweetness of it is what I really like. And that was my whole goal starting out with this stuff. I wanted to find a sweet one.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this one hits that.
Do you find more bourbons to be sweeter than
I really think it's the
whiskeys?
I don't know, because they... I think it has to do with the mash bill, a lot of it, and then the proof.
Yeah, because I do lean more towards the bourbons than just the whiskey.
Yeah. Well, it's just the corn. Opinion. But I think the weeded ones I lean more towards too. And that's why with this having a low rye, I think it doesn't have that spicy burn.
Right.
Compared to some of the others. But just the overall.
The overall flavor. Experience is very nice. When we went over to our friends over in Georgia, Wendy and Mark, hello, it's shout out. Good. We introduced Wendy to this, and she said, don't you dare introduce me to something I can't get, and I hope they can get it.
Yeah, her favorite's Buffalo Trace, or one of them, so that's, which her go-to. It's up there for ours, too. But,
right, and we met new friends. We made friends with Christy and Rob. That's Wendy calls her other Christy, her Georgia Christy. Shout out to them. We had a good time.
Yeah, we did. All right, a little bit of water.
Mellows it out a bit. Ooh, and it straightens the flavors out. Does that make sense, what I just said? I mean, it kind of takes away the punch so you can taste it more.
Definitely oak in there, too.
I like it.
I think oak smoke. Oh,
I really like it with the water.
Okay. Go over ice.
Got a lovely spear of ice. Good job.
It's circulating.
That's nice. Oh, what if I get it to fly out of my glass?
Yeah, and don't waste it.
Sorry. I am 4 years old.
Yeah, there it is. It's just something sipping it over ice.
Yeah. There's a little, it's so pretty.
Is it astringency? I don't know if that's the word, but there's a little bit of something at the end.
A little pop.
The tannins. I don't know. Whatever.
No, it's the smoky to me. It's the smoky. Or maybe that's part of it. Yeah.
The overall flavor over ice, I think it brings a lot of it out.
I do. I agree. It's nice. It's nice over ice. We always say that. Wouldn't you just pour more for?
Because I was getting low.
Do not pour more in my.
So I did bring Coke and ginger ale.
Do we want to?
The reason being.
Why?
Is because it's only $30 a bottle. No, I know. True. I say that. True. But, like I said, if I wanted to go find it, I think I could. Now, I may have to go out of state and just across the border, but you could get this.
Sorry, I'm messing
with more. A lot more reasonable than E.H. Taylor or. Those kind of things there. But, that's why I have this as a staple. This Larceny and TX are the
Your go-to. Ones that those are the ones in the decanters, right?
Yes, yeah. Those are the ones I keep all the time, pretty much.
Now I know where the Eagle Rare is, because I see the decanter now.
But, okay, so. All right. You do ginger ale.
I'll do the ginger ale.
I'm going to go about half-half. Half-calf, please.
Oh, my God.
Is it foaming?
No, I missed. Oh. It went in my lap. Sorry.
And I don't think I've ever tasted it with ginger ale.
I don't think so.
Either. So.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe I did that.
I think Wendy did.
Ginger ale on me.
I think Wendy liked
Wendy
it.
Wendy mixed it. Did she? Mm-hmm. Ginger ale is a keeper. Why did you bang your glass down on the table?
I was making a statement.
Oh, yeah. It's good in the ginger ale. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
So, of course, I know I like it in Coke, but...
We know you like it in Coke.
I did it half and half, so... It brings the caramely flavor of the Coke.
So it mixes, it mixes well. All right. Now we're switching a roux. You know what? I don't like it as much in Coke. Sorry.
I'm not sure I like it in ginger ale.
Okay, then give me my glass back.
All right, wait.
Interestingly enough, I'm going to have to say no to the Coke. I mean, it's not bad, but I don't like it. Sorry.
That to me, we need to go back and do the Angel's Envy. I'm getting off subject. But because that's one of the ones you mix easy in both. But
I don't think we've done Angel's Envy.
I thought we did. Maybe not. But anyway,
nope.
I thought we did.
I think we did. I'll check on that.
So, yeah, I think I do. It's the Smokey Robinson
effect. It's the smoky effect.
Oh, yeah. You like it. Yeah, and like I said, this is probably one of my top ones, especially for the money. I mean, it's tough to beat $30-something. Yeah, if you find it, you can find it in other states for right at $30.
Yeah. So. I do, you know, when it's in the regular bottle, I do like it's very tall. It's a tall bottle.
It's
a
cool. It's like an American bottle.
Yeah. America. It's kind of a thin. It's
got the eagle on it.
Yeah. It's, isn't it etched? It's not a sticker. It's etched, right? I think it's
etched. Yeah, I think it is. I don't think. But it has, you know, they used to put the little 10-year ring on the top to tell you. You got to flip it to the back to find 10-year. It says, but they're all 10-year, so it's not like it's less than 10. Now, there's some out there that are store-picked ones that are close to 13 years.
Oh.
I got one from Benny's up in Chicago that's like close to 13, right at 13 years. And then there's El Cerrito, which is a store-picked one that came in from Nevada and Washington or something. I got them in. And when I sent off to Buffalo Trace to find out the age and location and stuff, they were like 12 years, 6 months or something. So anyway, but yeah, and this just for 10 years old, it's like a bargain.
That's a bargain for me.
I mean, really, I like to, we'll have to try all 10 year stuff or something. I don't know if anybody else puts like a definitive 10 year. Oh yeah, there are. Cause there's like Basil Hayden 10 year, which I saw they had a Basil Hayden, right? But there's,
how does it compare to the Basil Hayden?
Basil Hayden.
Basil Hayden. How does it compare to the Basil Hayden on price?
Basil Hayden is actually about $80, $70, $80. So
definitely Igor is more for the money. I mean, but, more bang for your buck.
Yeah. And like I said, that's why it's one of the ones I have all the time.
All right. I don't think I need to ask it, but I'm going to ask it, honey. Do you think you're going to clink it? Or do you think you're going to sink it?
I'm going to clink the hell out of it. With anybody that wants to clink it.
I got you. No, I agree. And again, it's not bad in the Coke. I just prefer it in the ginger ale.
Well, and I actually like it over ice.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And just let it melt just a little bit.
Again, I find myself liking, if I'm going to, I know this is not correct terminology, but if I'm going to drink it neat, meaning I'm not mixing it with anything, I would prefer to have it over ice, which I know that doesn't make it neat anymore. But I just like it chilled. I like the bourbon chilled.
Like it on the rocks.
Yeah. On your sphere rock.
I do too. Because somebody asked me, I think it might have been Rob. Who was the one that, when we were over Georgia?
Oh, his name's Rob. Rob and Chrissy.
Yeah. So I think when, because he asked me how, and he does over ice too. I mean, I think that's why I prefer it.
You
I want to drink it unless
you drink it like you want to drink it. You want it neat, drink it neat.
That's what I'm saying. You it goes it back ice, to that. Just drink it.
Drink it. Enjoy it the way you want to, and it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong. It makes it unique to you and your experience.
Exactly. As long as you're happy with it, what does it matter?
Sure.
So, but yeah, that was
awesome sauce.
Welcome to the new age. Isn't that a song?
Yeah, I think it's Imagine Dragon.
It is. I like them too.
Yeah, welcome to the new
age. I clink them too.
To the new age. All right, so that completes our first episode back in our season 2, and we appreciate you listening, and we want you to
thank you for listening.
Continue in listening. Yeah, who knew we'd have a season 2? What? So lots of fun stuff in the future with it, and
I think the mixing and stuff. Oh, did you tell them about the segments though?
I told them the first one, and they'll just have to listen to the next episode, which will have our next new segment.
I'm excited about one of them.
So listen. Oh, it's fun. I think it's going to make it kind of a little bit more fun and different.
Should I give a clue? Because we already talked about it, didn't we?
Oh, I don't know. We just did the first one, the baking segment or the cooking one.
Just think the expectations don't have to be so high. On the next, on the one of the segments.
Okay. I like that.
Is that a clue?
Sure. It's a clue.
I'm feeling mighty low.
If you... And again, go listen also as well to our parenting podcast at Cheers to Parenting. We're over there on Anchor for that one. I think this one will be over there soon, let's hope. So, anyway. I just burped, sorry. Yeek. I can edit that out. I am Christy.
And I'm Layton.
And together we are
Married Mash. Remember to always drink responsibly.
Indeed.